2.5 million people are currently displaced in Darfur due to ongoing violence. The UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations said the humanitarian situation significantly deteriorated in 2014, with no less than 450,000 new displacements. That's the highest volume of people fleeing their homes since the peak of the conflict in 2004, when civil war broke out between rebel groups and Sudanese government forces and their allied militia. Hervé Latsous told members of the Security Council that the Sudanese government is still preventing the UN from doing its work.
The biggest problem is the government's denial of access for UNAMID to conflict-affected areas, and that continues to impede significantly the ability of the mission to implement its mandate for the protection of civilians.
Mr. Latsous explained that this was the case in North Darfur in Tabit following allegations of mass rape last October. He also reported that the UN is actively engaged in discussing the gradual exit of the mission from Darfur as requested by the Sudanese government. A proposal suggesting a transfer of tasks in a phased manner will be ready by the end of May, he added. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.